This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Congressman Patrick Kennedy is blasting Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump over his latest controversial comments. Now, Kennedy said Trump was out of line when he responded to a question about mass shootings, calling people with mental illness crazy. Kennedy says those kinds of comments dehumanize people with mental illness.
All right, what's the latest attack on Donald Trump from the left? Well, it is, well, that he's crazy. No, don't, he's not, he's crazy. You can't say somebody's crazy. It's so confusing now with all of the restrictions on words and descriptions from when we grew up, Super Don. It's like all the things we used to be able to say, we can't say anymore. Although, for the most part, we'll say them anyway. Idea that you can't say crazy anymore is crazy, isn't it?
But it's like when we do say them, it's not because we're trying to be offensive. Hmm. I think the whole concept of political correctness is offensive. It's offensive to my ability to be able to express myself and use free speech when you keep ratcheting down what you can and can't say, you know?
Right. Yes.
No, in this case, yeah. Crazy. You can't say somebody's crazy now.
Now, that was from a year ago, that clip. And the reason we're bringing it back up, because Patrick Kennedy, you know, again, criticized Trump a year ago when he talked about the shooters are crazy, right? Don't call them crazy. But this time he's defending Trump, in a sense, by calling out people that are calling Donald Trump crazy. He says, you need to stop that. I'm like, now it's getting really confusing. What are the political left going to resort to if they can't call Donald Trump crazy? Because that's about all they got at the end of the day. He's crazy, right? So the youngest son of the longtime Massachusetts Senator Kennedy, he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post about the rhetoric of the 2016 election cycle. And he says that by calling somebody, even Trump, as they say, from the left, crazy, they're somehow discouraging anyone who actually suffers from mental health issues from seeking help. Now,
he says that it demeans those who suffer from real mental health issues.
What does it? Right, maybe, I guess. I mean, the thing is that then is he going as far as saying, well, Trump might not be crazy?
Well, no, and he actually comes out and says that it's not like he's a fan of Donald Trump.
Okay.
But he's saying this, and he's no Trump fan. He does want to stop him from becoming president, but he says he doesn't want to do that by using demeaning language.
Oh, okay. All right. So you want to yell at him with less demeaning terms. So if you got a criticism about Trump's temperament, fine, he says. But stop.
So I mean,
doing
what
the name,
it,
yeah.
would it? Okay, so you call somebody crazy. That's demeaning people with mental. What if you called him dumb?
No, that would be an insult to people who are dumb. Dumb used to be basically you couldn't speak.
So you can't call him dumb.
Yeah. And of course, any type of a statement where you use the term retardation is now completely off limits.
Oh, that's a bad word. the R word. Yeah, you can't right. say that. And, you know, you can't, like, for people who are, in fact, can you even say handicapped anymore?
I don't know if handicapped is politically correct anymore.
Crippled, right? Crippled. That person's crippled. You can't say that.
Can you say crippled? No. So, again, this becomes an issue of a restriction of freedom of speech. So, and the left really loves to use this. Political limitations. And so they'll call out Trump on many issues. And again, yes, some of them have called him crazy. He's not crazy. He basically doesn't go by the script. And honestly, throughout history, anybody who varied or you know, went off script was considered crazy. Right? And, you know, I've seen posters and statements and sayings like memes that say, here's to the crazy ones among us, right? In a positive sense. The ones who basically didn't fall in line with consensus when consensus drove everybody off the cliff. The crazy one says, hey, you know, that's kind of crazy to go off the cliff with everybody else just because everybody else is doing it.
Well, and are you literally saying that somebody is suffering from a mental health issue? No, it's just a figure of speech. And Patrick Kennedy, I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy. And
he's just very sensitive about this.
His intentions are well. Mm-hmm. But he's quoted here as saying that we can reject Trump without resorting to making baseless diagnoses of his mental health. And here's the thing. When people say that Trump is crazy, they're not diagnosing him with mental health issue. It's a term. It's a figure of speech that people have used for years. And just like the song that we opened up with, mm-hmm. you know, by one of my favorite 80s hair bands, Quiet Riot.
Oh, that was Quiet Riot, yeah.
Yeah, you know, mama, we're all crazy now. Were they demeaning people with mental health issues by using that lyric in their song? No, that's...
Patrick Kennedy might think
that's
so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So he says we need to elect policymakers who believe it's right to treat diseases of the brain the same as illnesses of the body, like diabetes and heart disease, he wrote. Well, if that's the way we're going to treat it, then, of course, you're going to drug them, Patrick Kennedy. Or, in the case of heart disease, what you're going to do is open them up and roto-rooter them when the drugs don't work. Is that what you're going to do with the brain of people with mental illness? So I think I get where he's going. I do believe he's probably a nice man who sincerely believes what he's saying. But when you say you want to treat diseases of the brain the same as illnesses of the body, the way we treat in the Western mindset, medical monopoly, diseases of the body, you don't want to treat diseases of the brain that way because you're going to make things worse. And you're not going to get to the root cause, which isn't calling people crazy or not. And in fact, there's an article here in the New York Times, which is rather interesting. It says an alternative form of mental health care gains a foothold. Oh, good Lord, what are the skeptics going to say about this? So some of the voices inside Carolyn White's head have been a lifelong comfort, as protective as a favorite aunt, she says. It was the others that said, you're nothing. They're out to get you, to kill you. It's like people that hear voices, right? And what do you do with this? In the psychiatric profession today, it pretty much is as Patrick Leahy wants. I'm sorry, Patrick Kennedy, I meant, is what he wants. It's to treat it as a disease of like the pancreas or the heart with drugs. That's the way they do it. But now there's a support group for so-called voice hearers. And the radical difference is what? It's actually engaging the voices. And it appears to be doing something like we learned about at the International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, and recognizing that there's a positive, profound benefit, that there is something that is actually uplifting and there are good messages that can actually help you rather than looking at it as a mental disorder that needs to be drugged, which is basically, again, the psychiatric way of dealing with this in a modern context. It used to be about talk therapy. And so what is this question? What is it you want? Do you see that in the article there, Super Don? What is it you want? Because it reminds me of what Ann Archer Butcher said, you know, when she said, you know, what is your wish or what was the question? Ask for more. Keep asking. Go on. Tell me what you want. And it's like, seems to be a powerfully positive question. What is it that you want?
Yeah, and the psychiatrists are not happy about this.
They're not. What is their critique, that they're not drugging them for this?
Yeah, well, they're very wary of this type of approach becoming what they call medicalized, which I guess I believe, in other words, is integrated into the current way of dealing with these things, because they have no control over it. It totally goes against everything that they believe and that they've been taught in the way that they practice. And, you know, in reading this article, it's a really interesting article, and people should go and take a look at this, because it's very fair and balanced, because it does acknowledge the fact that, you know what, in some cases, there may be nothing else that can be done, and in an emergency situation or an intervention to try and keep things from going just completely, you know, out of whack in extreme cases, there may be a role for medication in those cases. But they have seen just an enormous amount of improvement where people are hearing voices, and they help the people to connect with those voices in a way that the voices become something that's not threatening, but something that can help them, or something that is reassuring, or, you know,
I like that.
Part
I like
of their
that.
Life.
Yeah, I like that tremendously, because for too long, our Western mindset, again, is so materialistic and reductionist that if somebody gets a message from the other side, it's immediately thought of as, oh, that word crazy. They've gone crazy. They're having a psychotic episode or breakdown. What if it is that someone or something, some might term it the Holy Spirit, divine spirit, we've called it many things, trying to get a message to you? And I've met people from all walks of life, background, religious beliefs, etc., that have guides or recognize a guidance from somewhere else, and they don't look at these messages from beyond as psychosis, but as support, as evidence of love, that you're not alone. And I would want to take that as our first step interpretation, long before we would start saying, okay, this is really a psychotic episode or breakdown that is evidence of a psychiatric drug deficiency disease, of which there really isn't one. So I do. I like this article, Super Don, because it is bringing up these things that look more holistically at psychiatric issues. And so that even Patrick Kennedy, who I think is sincere, I really believe that in what he's putting out there, but misguided in that he doesn't go to this direction, perceiving that if we just treated mental disorders the same way we treat other chronic diseases, that'd be okay. Not in a modern medicine way, because they utterly fail in treating chronic diseases. What we need to do, of course, is detoxify their brains with heavy metals, provide the essential fats, and even the CBD that can help recover them. All right, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday on the show, we were doing some of our Olympic updates. We talked about the round bruises or red spots on Michael Phelps and some of the other Olympians. And then we talked about the issue of cupping, the technique of cupping, and the potential benefits. We talked about that with Dr. Arashi Bitar for some advanced medicine discussion. And I pondered and wondered, and I asked Super Don, is like, it was weird, you know, where are the skeptics on that? I mean, you think that Michael Phelps, an international superstar, doing this would cause an alarm bell to go off somewhere from the materialistic reductionist skeptics. And Super Don, remember what you said? In fact, I think we actually, I don't have to ask you because I remember so well, we have it here. This is Super Don's psychic moment of skeptic prediction when I asked him about where are they on Michael Phelps and cupping at the Olympics.
I guarantee somebody's going to say something about it by tomorrow.
And that was in relation to our friend, Orak the Nipple Ripper, as he was called by our friend Tim Bolin, right?
Yep.
Health Freedom. And you were like, so right, it's just ridiculous. Because guess what? What happened? Your alarm bells went off today and you found it.
Yeah, I got up this morning, had my Oceans Alive, and had my cup of coffee, sat down at the computer, opened up the browser, and yeah, guess what?
You heard this. That's Orax of Respectful Insolence quacking and claiming that Michael Phelps is doing quackery. How dare they?
The quackmaster himself.
No critical thinking, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he immediately reacted, just like he does. He's so predictable. Most of these guys are that are in this club. They mm-hmm. they can't resist. And I mean, it bothered Orac so much that he actually took time from his vacation. He had to run to the computer to talk about the cupping that Phelps is doing. And even Science-Based Medicine posted it on their Facebook. And I was reading through the comments today, and it just blew me away that there are so many people out there that obviously lead very boring and miserable lives.
Mm-hmm.
So much to the fact that they've got to just get out there and just go bonkers over the fact that Michael Phelps uses cupping. And, you know, look, I understand the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there scientific double-blind placebo things from Einstein, you know, showing? You know, there isn't that type of evidence out there that you would find about other things.
But you know what makes smoke come out of their ears when I point out that there isn't that for their vaccines either.
Well, and that's okay. But see, that to me, that is not the deciding factor on this debate. Michael Phelps, it's not like Michael Phelps did an infomercial selling cupping sets or something. Or he didn't come out there and go, hey.
Hi, I'm Michael Phelps. I'm a D cup. What about you?
Yeah. He just used it. He had the spots on him. And he uses it, and he wants to, and he does. And it's that freedom of choice that we talk about every mm-hmm. day on this show.
Right, right. We don't have to agree with what you do, but we can support that you feel good about it. It's not harming you. Whoop you freaking do. But these people have conniptions over that.
And it works for you, even if it's anecdotal. I don't even care. Mm-hmm. You know, in a perfect world, there would be a way that we could prove everything works. And unfortunately, it's people like Orac that are obsessed with that. They have to be able to prove it. There has to be, you know, some tangible thing that you can say, see. But, you know, to the person that uses these things, whether it's cupping or homeopathy or Reiki or whatever, it worked for them. And it doesn't matter what mechanics it took or whatever. It worked for them.
But that upsets them. That just genuinely upsets them, right?
Leave them alone,
right? But this is not the way of these people. These people do not like health freedom. They speak ill of freedom in this case because they want to protect you from yourself, even though we need a little bit of protection from them. Because you talk about the word crazy, these people don't believe in the science of observation. Observation, the basis of good science, no, that doesn't count when it comes to cupping or acupuncture or ancient Chinese medicine, because that's the fallacy of, what, antiquity. You can't call out somebody that's used something for thousands of years. That doesn't make it scientific. Well, neither does your statement that cupping does not work, even though they need more science to prove it to your standard.
Cup this.
Good job. All right, Stephanie Stock joining us. Ohio is SB 277 coming to you next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are doing history this weekend with Michael Badnarik and Robert Scott Bell as we do the Constitution. The shot heard around the world. We'll go back to that. But the shots heard around the world happened in a modern context in California with SB 277 last year, put into place this year to prohibit you from saying no to vaccines, even if you want to send your kids to private school, without getting a medical exemption. Philosophical, religious exemptions, gone. Is that going to happen elsewhere? We've seen them attempt it in Florida. We swatted it down. Is it going to happen in Ohio? Joining us now from the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom, Stephanie Stock, here to talk about a warning for our Ohio listeners, HB 564. Stephanie, what's going on up there?
Hi, Don. Thanks for so much for having us on the show. Yeah, we're a little bit concerned about HB 564. It was introduced on May 12th by Dan Ramos and his co-sponsors Kent Smith, Janine Boyd, Nikki Antonio, and John Bocheri. These are a group of Democrats here in Ohio that want to remove the philosophical exemption, which we currently have all three exemptions. They also, in this bill, want to require medical education from a physician in order to obtain a, well, the only thing that will be left will be a religious exemption or a medical one. So in order to get that, you would have to see a physician and get medical education from him. There is a section in the bill that says schools may enforce rules to secure immunization of pupils attending or eligible to attend schools of the district. That's pretty ambiguous. We are not sure. Does that mean homeschoolers, if they're eligible to attend? That's a pretty broad term. So that is something in the bill that's very concerning as well. They have also said they would be publishing the number of vaccine exemptions present for each school on a website. So we're concerned that could lead to discrimination if there's an area where they have, say, a high number of religious exemptions, or there's a large religious group in a certain area, that school is going to show up as having a lot more exemptions. We're afraid they're going to take a lot of heat from media or, you know, school district boards or whatever about having such high exemption rates and then possibly using that as a future attack to remove a religious exemption. So that is definitely very concerning.
So this House Bill 564 is the thing we need to look out for in Ohio.
Yes.
You know, interestingly enough, obviously we're in political season, presidential campaigns, House, Senate, all these things happening. And
yeah.
In California, you have a Democrat-controlled state. Ohio, I think, isn't it more of a balance between Democrats and Republicans there?
Yes, and we're hoping that that might be one of the things that kind of keeps this bill from moving forward. But we do have a representative that introduced the meningitis vaccine requirement, the new one for 7th graders and 12th graders, and that is a Republican. So that's a little concerning. We're hoping that representative, which I will not name because I don't want them to be encouraged, to come forward and also be, you know, supporting something like this. So, I mean, we do have to be careful. It can come from either side.
Yeah, and that is an important point here, even though I think the Ohio Bill 564 was a Democrats-inspired bill. But the idea here is this necessary. Is it a question of necessity? Where's the major outbreak happening in Ohio that says, oh, man, we've got to cut down on these exemptions because the state of Ohio, they're dropping dead like flies. What's happening there?
Yeah, no, that's not happening. We do have a very high Amish population, and so we have higher numbers than a lot of states as far as measles go. I think a couple years ago we had like 650 cases or something like that. No deaths, obviously, because it's measles and this is the United States. And so we do have some outbreaks, but nothing this year. So, I mean, or nothing that I'm aware of that having happened this year, so nothing to be concerned about. So I think that this is just coming forth mostly because of California and just this big push. I think a lot of people are saying, hey, we want a choice. And I think maybe they're getting a little scared and they're getting a lot of push from the pharmaceutical industry. Let's force these people to take our products because they're starting to realize they may or may not want them anymore. And
you said you're so accurate there. This has been one of my statements for many years that Obamacare was necessary in order to keep or stem the flow out of the pharmaceutical electrified fence. People said, you know what, we don't want more drugs. We've got enough vaccines. We had very few when we were kids and we were fine. Now why do we need 170 in the pipeline?
Right.
And much less, why don't we have the choice to say, no, that's not right for me and my family. You want me to go to a medical doctor who's not even educated as to the ingredients in these vaccines to tell me what's going on when the parents know far more because of the studies they've had to make because of one of their children has been injured because they were all pro-vaccine until their child is injured. And they go, wait a second here. You told me it was safe. It wasn't safe for my kid.
Right. Right, and we're not one in a million, unfortunately. My son suffered an injury as well. So nobody is immune. Don't mean to make a pun there, but nobody's immune from vaccine injury. So that's one thing our group supports is if there's a risk, there has to be a choice. Informed consent and choice is critical in this country. And unfortunately, the big lobbyists and for the pharmaceutical companies are basically making legislation. They're they're insisting that their products be paid for by the American citizens, whether they want it or not. And they're still taking our tax dollars for our children, for schools, even if we can't send our child there because we have to homeschool them because we cannot vaccinate them. So now, it's a real racket.
It's a real racket. I'm telling you, you said it does sometimes cross political boundaries. Right now we see the Democrats more in support of these so-called mandates. I don't perceive that Trump would do this. I don't perceive that Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson would do this, but no doubt in my mind, Hillary Clinton would be all over this. And sadly, Jill Stein, who's a medical doctor and a far-left candidate for the Green Party, absolutely is wrong-headed on the vaccine issue. She needs to be educated as well. I mean, they've been indoctrinated. They need to be educated. And this is a big part of what your efforts are with the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. By the way, we linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see it, ohioamf.org. Advocates for Medical Freedom, ohioamf.org. And we've got links up also in the social network so you can plug in to what's going on. So what do you need right now in Ohio? From our listeners from all over the world, of course, there's one thing, they're going to support you. But what about for our listeners in Ohio? What do they need to do here?
Okay, for those of you that are in Ohio, you can go to our Facebook page and go under the Our Projects tab. There we have two bills. Actually, HB 170 is a bill that we have introduced. It will protect Ohio workers from being fired or discriminated against for refusing a flu vaccine. So that is one we are supporting. The opposition bill is for 564. That's right under it. You can click on that. You can sign both of those petitions online. Those are generated, and then we either will send them or hand deliver them to the legislators that pertain to each bill. Mm-hmm. So we, like, for instance, we have we delivered to Dan Ramos's office last Monday about 1,600 letters in a very giant duffel bag, which was dropped off with his aide. I believe we have a little video clip of that on our website too. He looked a little bit perplexed when a couple of our members showed up with that giant bag, but let's hope that leaves a taste in his mouth of how Ohio citizens feel about that bill, and I hope we get another 1,600 to drop off at his office. So that's what Ohioans can do. Now, if you're out of state and you would like to help us, we just launched a campaign today. We are seeking to hire a full-time medical freedom lobbyist. We have a gentleman that's been working with us on several other meetings we've done and projects, and he's amazing, and he is completely in our camp for medical freedom. If we can get 450 people to commit to donating just $10 a month, we can hire this guy full-time in the state of Ohio to be a complete watchdog, to attend all the meetings we need him to attend, to help us push any legislation for freedom or stop any legislation that would limit our freedom. So I think if Ohio can defeat this bill and can even introduce a new bill that promotes freedom, I think that it will help set a precedent across the United States, and hopefully other groups will emerge like ours and start standing up for their rights as well.
Right. This was a big issue at the United States Health Freedom Congress I was just attending in Minnesota, where we had a lot of groups that are very concerned because of SB 277 in California. And as I said, those were the shots heard around the world.
Yeah.
And right now, this is what's causing the alert, the radar of every state, the people of every state in the nation right now, to say, be on the lookout. National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, .org has also an advocacy portal, keeping an eye on all of the state's activities so that you don't have to be caught unaware before, and it's too late, like what happened in California, where they thought it could never happen in a liberal, crunchy, sweet-eating organic state. But it can.
Yeah, it certainly did happen there. And I think people need to pay attention to that. Do not wait. Now is the time to step up. Now is the time to nip this in the bud now.
And I think proactivity as well. Don't even wait for them to introduce these bills, because they're going to. The idea is to, put things like you said, a bill to stop the flu shot mandates, right? You cannot discriminate against employees if they don't get flu shots, for instance. That's something that's proactive. You're
Absolutely.
Starting to push back before they're even pushing. And so they're going to be on the defensive rather than having to justify or try to justify why everybody should be forced to have it. You push them back before they even get there. I think that's a great idea, too.
Yeah, yeah, and that's definitely what we're doing. And we try to get out into the public eye as much as we can. We go to various events. We take flyers. We get petitions signed. I mean, we go through neighborhoods and leave flyers in people's newspaper boxes. I mean, anything we can do. I mean, we hit the ground running all the time, and we are really trying to get out there and inform the public because, to be honest with you, a public is not going to stand up for their rights when they don't even realize they exist.
That's exactly the first step,
is educating them they have a right and then saying, hey, you don't want that taken away, you need to stand up and do something about it.
Well, and folks, this is why I find it imperative that we teach the Constitution in a way that it's not taught in public schools and in many private schools. That's why Michael Bednarik is coming to Central Florida this weekend, August 13th and 14th, and you still have a few slots left, so please sign up at robertscottbell.com. There's a special events page. We'll take you to the Eventbrite invitation and how you can participate. Special discounts for educators, for veterans, as well as for students. But man, oh man, even at full price, it is so well worth it. We got people coming in from all over. And again, your statement there, Stephanie, about rights. And most people don't even know the difference between a right and a privilege and the fact that rights don't come from government. They're supposed to be protected from violation by government, at least in these United States. And we've lost that a long time ago. But we're waking up. We're regaining it. And Stephanie Stock, and you're talking about it with the HB 564 in Ohio. I appreciate you very much. Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Don, for having me.
All right, that's Super Don. She was talking with Super Don, even though she was talking to Robert Scott Bell. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you so much.
We love Super Don. He's worth it. He's worthy, and so are you. With more Olympic updates after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have to do it. The Olympics are on. We got another Olympic update before we wrap up today's show. Yeah. Super Don, you were just so inspired by these Olympics. We got a double dose at least today. There's interesting news for those of you who need to use the facilities in between events. Maybe this is true for the Olympic athletes as well. They have universal symbolism so you know what not to do when you go to the toilet there in Rio de Janeiro, in the Olympic Village and elsewhere. You know, one of them is pretty basic, although you don't understand this. It says, please do not throw toilet paper in the toilet, but I don't get it. Where's it supposed to go? That might be different. Do they just not flush toilet paper down in Rio?
That could be kind of gross and messy if you go into the restroom there and people aren't throwing away the toilet paper. Right?
Exactly. I get some concerns about that, but I'm not there. For those of you who are there and listening, you let us know what you find. There's some basic things that they say not to do. One of them, they don't want you throwing up in the toilet. I don't know where you're supposed to do it. I mean,
again, if you're not going to do it there, where are you supposed to do it?
Right. No squatting on the toilet and no pretending you're a dog and raising one leg and using the toilet. I'll tell you, you've got to see this image. Superman, I don't know if you can post this Instagram picture from the Olympics, this thing, but the last one got me. I'm like, I just don't even know what to make of this. Is this a Rio thing? Is this a holdover from Sochi in Russia last time? I don't know, but apparently there is a sign that says no toilet fishing. No fishing in the toilet.
No fishing in the toilet.
And no.
There's the picture of the stick figure guy that they always use for these signs, holding a fishing pole Right. With the line going down in the toilet.
So we went to the Russian judge who was apparently utilizing steroids, and this is what he said.
Oh, man!
Of course, that was from Siberia, not just anywhere in Russia. But, okay, listen, I didn't know toilet fishing was a thing in Rio. Maybe... I don't even want to know. I don't really want to know, actually.
I did a little digging around on this because...
Oh, no pun intended like there.
Yeah, no pun there.
Okay.
I did a little fishing, and this same sign was used back in the Sochi.
It was. I had a feeling.
Olympics. And the rumor is that somebody created this sign as a joke... and then just posted it in the bathroom, and it's been picked up and used and spread around on the internet.
Okay.
What really gives it away, I mean, not even, look, the fishing thing is ridiculous. I mean,
the guy standing on his side like a dog, that's kind of, you know, really.
That's the one that made me suspect. And so there hasn't been an official statement on this thing, and it doesn't have like an agency logo or anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing else, it gave us a good laugh, right?
We chuckled. No toilet fishing in Rio. No, it could have been a budget thing, right? Like, we need a sign for what not to do in the bathrooms for our Rio thing, but we're out of money. Hey, just take the one they used in Sochi. And then they copied it over. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we got a lot more going on this week, of course, outside the box with Ty Bollinger tomorrow. But the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik is this weekend. If you haven't signed up, please do so. Last minute, you've got a chance to go. It is a life changer in the way he teaches the Constitution. Hosted by our friends at the Lakeside Inn, Mount Dora, Florida, August the 13th. For those of you who want to experience the Second Amendment and target shooting, that's going to be on the 14th, Sunday. And that's a limited number, even more limited than for the Constitution class. So please get off your tushies. No toilet fishing. Go to robertscottbell.com, special events page. The Eventbrite thing is there. Super Don will blast that out as well. So that's coming up this weekend. We also have the American Naturopathic Medical Association. I'll be keynoting their luncheon on Saturday. I'll also be speaking, I believe, on Friday on gut recovery. And we have our friends from Natural Immunogenics, Argentin 23, will be there. Doc Harmony, if you never met Doc Harmony, she contributed a lot to the latest edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, the book about ear candling. The Cancer Prevention Convention, September 11th, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Homeoprophylaxis, 2016, October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Petersburg, Florida. And The Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas. And, of course, was it Steve the Thorough that mentioned that? He wants to see us in Dallas? I hope I'm right about that.
Yes, it was. Steve
and also,
the Thorough.
Yes. Yeah, and then finally, the Michigan Cancer Prevention Convention. And that's going to be happening, where is that? Yeah, I mentioned that. That's September 11th. All right, folks, till tomorrow, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.